The Western Cape Blood Service is reviewing its donor questionnaire following pressure from People Against Race Classification, or PARC, to change the requirement to state your race when donating blood. The service said they now plan to add an other option and is considering a preferred not to say option. PARC had flagged concerns with the WCBS through several letters, saying that they took offense that the questionnaire to be completed by those who want to donate blood been asked for racial information. Glenn Snyman is the founder of PARC. Glenn, thank you very much for your time and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon, Abib, and to your listeners, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Glenn, why are you so adamant that there should be no requirement to complete race data when donating blood?
We've been fighting the government and private institution use of these old apartheid race block usages for the last 15 years. And wherever these blocks are evident, there's some form of discrimination. And I've been donating blood for many years now. And I just took the liberty and asked and wrote to the CEO, Dr. Bilias, to ask him, but why is the race block still there? How does the presence of these race blocks address past injustices? What does it race has to do with blood? And then he wrote back to me. So he told me that in certain race groups, certain sicknesses is still more prevalent, like HIV, HBV, HC, and all the sicknesses he mentioned. And he gave a lot of medical reasons. And this weekend in the Cape Times, a professor wrote that there's no reason that the race, traditional race books still have to be used. Now, I'm not a medical expert, but if the one medical expert tells us that there's no reason for race books to be used, and you have other medical practitioners that feel there's a need for it, then surely there's some conflict of interest.
Continue.
Yes, and another thing is, they wrote back to us and say they're going to make a compromise. So apart from only that you have a race block that say colored and black and Indian and white, they are going to add the other block or an option that say I prefer not to say. So our question now is, if all the people that donate blood suddenly now chooses to say we prefer not to say our race, then the Western Cape Blood Service won't have data on who the people that donated the blood, they can't race profile their blood anymore. So then they've given the option that there's no need for the blood or the donor to be racially profiled. So actually that is what they're telling us by adding the other option and the prefer not to say option.
Interesting indeed. And this should have been dealt already at the dawn of our democracy, as you, the PARC, believe that there is only one race.
Yes. But it's now interesting, people that doesn't donate blood, they won't know about this until they have to complete this questionnaire, this form. And some of the people that complete the questionnaire doesn't bother about it because race doesn't bother many of us, you know. But still the question is, what are you doing behind the scenes? Behind the scenes, you are discriminating. Behind the scenes, you are labeling certain group. So this is also a form of labeling a certain group, that more of you have HIV. Any group can get HIV. In all blood must be tested properly before it's been given to a recipient. So all the blood needs to go through vigorous testing before being used.
So adding this other option, is that good enough?
No, it's not good enough. Other is not good enough. These blocks need to be totally removed from the form. It is just for me very interesting that Emeritus Professor Yusuf Chikiti from the Stellenbosch University, in the Yard Department, he explained it so beautiful in the Cape Times of last Friday that there is totally no use of it and no need for it. Another thing is, if the blood service was now, they say they want to do accurate comparison and matching with the blood from the recipient to the donor. So if they were so serious about matching the right group with the right people in need, then why don't they expand their grouping? Because African, everyone is an African. Black, that group is so wide, no? There's a lot of cultures in the black group. Colored can be white, it can be black, it can be Indian, it can be anything. So why not use ethnic groups of all its forms? Xhosa, Afrikaner, Khoi, Pedi, Zulu. If you are now really serious about having the right matches, then that ethnic grouping needs to be expanded more. But now they come and they use the same politically loaded race blocks of the past.
Mm.
They use the same blocks. Now what must people now think about that?
Indeed. So how long before this whole process can be mitigated? I mean, do you see yourself succeeding in this?
Okay, this was now the second time that they wrote back to us to say they are going to make this small adjustment to their forms. But we're still taking the matter further. I'm still doing more research. And we will see what some other medical experts and bioethicists have to say about it. Because in biology, everyone can only say the same thing.
Mm.
One person can't say a different thing than the other person. Because biology, they all have the same rules, nationally and internationally. And if this professor is now saying a different thing, surely somebody else and some other people might feel there's another way around this. Then always throwing race blocks in front of South Africans. Our country is never going to be free from racism and race discrimination. If we keep on reminding us of race categories, every form that you get, you have to enroll your kid at school, a kid with a new mind, there's race forms. You need to say which race your kid is. Even if you have a mixed race parents, now you need to use the four blocks available. If you enroll in the athletics club, you need to indicate what race you are. So it continues everywhere. You just see a race block that needs to be completed. So yes, we have a problem with all these race blocks.
Hmm. Mr. Glenn Snyman, all the best in your effort to address this particular matter, and we hope you succeed. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Abib.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.